Welcome to my healing world, smoking hot. I hope you've had a great day wherever you are. And I want to welcome you to this podcast that I recorded the other day around my kitchen table with my best friend, Peroshka Sandor. She is just this incredible person I met last year. And every time I get near her, I'm always impressed about how intelligent and what a wonderful healer she is. And as you can see in this next recording that was recorded around my kitchen table, we definitely get into some interesting conversations. So listen in, and I hope you enjoy this recording of my healing world.
I bought it for my sister.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So it's called True Hope. And if I Google it, I can find it?
Yeah, Google it. And then all the information is on it. There's quite a bit of information on YouTube.
So it's like for mental instability, bipolar, biochemical issues.
It was created by a man who lost his wife. They had several children. And he lost his wife to bipolar. She committed suicide. And they struggled. And this beautiful woman, right? They're beautiful souls. And then he knew that there's going to be probably a problem with the children, right? Because it is inherited.
Yeah.
And so he started to look. And after a brainstorming session with a former friend of his, they tried what they use for pigs. You know, there is something that the pigs have these really interesting behavior. They bite their tail and, you know,
nervous.
They behave very neurotically.
Yeah.
So they used it with quite a bit of success, and then it's developed deeper in Alberta, University of Alberta.
Yeah.
With amazing success. And people in doves, they've been trying to change the rules in Parliament to make it available for people. Because you have to have money to afford these kind of things, right?
How much does it cost, do you know?
The cost is really not that
About $50 a month?
No, I think it would be about $80 a month.
Okay.
I think that's about
it. Can be bought for $100.
But people with schizophrenia, you know, and you know more about this also because you know Hoffer's work. Abraham Hoffer's work?
No.
You don't? He just passed away a few years ago. But there he's got the protege in Vancouver Island, and she has taken over his work.
Hoffer.
This is giving the body all the nutrients it needs so it can repair itself. And often people who are already far gone, with schizophrenia especially, they won't eat the proper thing. They literally suck on cigarettes, right? So they further put the body down into deficit.
Yeah.
So nicely, he decided that, okay, if I deliver the nutrients, the body will know what to do. So he started to do intravenous deliverance first. And many people with schizophrenia has recovered to the point of becoming doctors, becoming really prominent, you know, supporting themselves.
Yeah.
So out of that, this also, probably on the same thinking. And the body assimilates. Sometimes the small intestine is so far gone in these people that, it, you know, they have inflammation, they're close to celiac disease, all sorts of stuff. So they eat, but it's not being assimilated. And it's not being, the body is not, it's just, you know, it's just gone out of the body without simulation. But if sometimes you add these nutrients in, the body heals the small intestine, the assimilation process gets better, and they get well. So medication is often our biggest enemy. And mental health, I mean, it's huge. I work in mental health, right? And the funny part is, like, sometimes you could help somebody. They would not have to be in the position that they are in. But because how our system is set up, we're not even allowed to give them vitamin C, right? It has to be medication. It has to be all those stuff. But if you're free, if you're not under someone's care, and if you're, you know, your family can help you out. Imagine if you had two sisters and you didn't have so much money. They can pull $30 each. And you got your, you know, what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I always come up with these solutions and stuff. But what's more important, right? What's more important? The humanity? Our humanity? Or have you heard of this woman? She's specialized in helping hands-on healers, you know, body workers, especially craniosacral therapists,
right,
increase their client base or get more clients. So she had a book out a couple of years ago, a fairly good little book, and she constantly in, you know, Sharon Desjardins, I don't know if you ever heard about her.
No.
She's constantly improving, trying to show her how, show people. So she just recently had a little broadcast in, you know, this is what my niche is, and then so the goddess way. So it's kind of the same similar situation that you're describing, right? What your profit is. So the mm-hmm. goddess way. So what is your best thing? And she says how you can describe to your client is how you can help them, but you're not really actually doing it. The goddess way is to find out a way that you can give your card, and somebody that needs your, that could use your services, give them the card, but then you prepare when they call. You prepare something that you can, how you can let them know how they can benefit from your services. But it has to be a limited then and all that. So she kind of goes into that a bit. But I think most of us do that already. That's the thing, that what to do is, I think most of us figure that out, is how to do it usually is a tricky part.
Yeah, I'm finding myself at a crossroads where, you know, I just feel like hands-on work is really not appropriate for where I want to be right now. And, you know, there's times in your life when you can be of service, but there's time in life that you have to retreat. You have to let it go. You have to take care of yourself. You have to, you know that and trust that the universe is behind you and whatever you want to do, and that, you know, and given the tools that I've been given, I recognize that. Now it's time for me to be quiet.
You know, it comes and sometimes we find it. That's really so true. I've been through that cycle, and you know, the second time it happened to me, it was so easy to go into like, why me? I'm da 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 da, right? It still has happened to me, but they are da 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 da, and it never happens to them. But you know, you walk around and you go, what are you doing? Stop. Just stop it. Okay. What else is there? What else is there? How does this ever unfold? How did it happen in ancient times? You know what happened in ancient times? They knew about the crossroads. The whole community supported you when you get to that. Because guess what it means? It means usually not stepping down. It means that you are shifted. That capsule have closed. And you're moving on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And transition is never, you know, just like walking up the stairs. It's never, ever, ever like that. It never looks like that, never feels like that. So what it looks like, it's just almost like you get into the void.
You know, the whole 10 days of rice fasting, and again, it's about communicating to the large intestine in the season, but also understanding that the large intestine is the seat of your thinking mind. That's where the serotonin is produced. And I really feel that there are people that are out there that are just continuing on and on and on, and they're not resting themselves so that their guts are happy. And so then it throws them into that derangement, right? That the biochemical derangement, because all the hormones don't work. And, you know, I'm menopausal. I'm 50 years old. You know, I have to really respect.
Yeah.
The space that I'm in. Yes, no, I do look younger than my years. That's because I do respect my years, and I have always done that. And I, you know, that's the core of who I am, then I must continue doing that, right? I recognize that regeneration requires rest, you know, and it requires sanity. You know, and if you don't rest, you don't gain any of the sanity, right? So I'm going to Maui.
When are you going? What are you? What's happening in Maui?
I need to see the sun. I actually ordered a light, little mm-hmm. blue light, because blue light actually right now is the new technology. You don't need a big white light system that give you the 10,000 BUTs. You need BTUs. you need just a little system that has the right correct color.
Yeah, yeah.
And that gives you the 10,000 BUTs, but it's also portable. So that's, I'm starting to learn about light technology because I realize that light is an important piece of activation for
the body.
Oh,
it's huge. They have, like, when was that? Maybe 10 years ago. They had a huge study, which I read about it 10 years ago. So the study was ended a few years before that, okay? And that was in University of Beijing. They really wanted to study acupuncture points and how they respond to light. And guess what? It's not only our eyes that needs the light. We actually cover way too much of our body.
Yeah.
It's every single point. And funnily enough, this is how I ended up questioning that. I started to go tanning, and my psoriasis has improved, right? But more than anything improved is my ability to just shake off stress, take on anything and everything, and my energy level quadrupled going to tanning. Now, my tanning thing was, though, it's not to get as dark as possible. I'm very, very super white. And this idea came to me that if I'm going to go just a little bit of tanning, just a little bit of stimulation, I'm going to have enough melatonin in my body that I will not burn every single time and maybe create a little bit of a layer of protection. So I just did it to expose myself to the light,
yep.
Not to get super dark or crispy or anything like that.
Yep.
So all these benefits, I'm like, my doctor immediately, nope, and blah, 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 was so blah, blah, all that, right? So then I said, you know what? I'm sorry, but I can't take you at this because it is defies logic. My body responded in this way, right? This is the benefit that I'm getting from this. Okay. So, and also I want to have to add to this, like if, you know, it is so unnatural. We have all these things and now you are telling me to leave my body alone and put all these chemicals on it and go out in the sun when it's already full of chemicals. You know what? It just does not make sense to me. I cannot go with this. I'm going to continue the way what I'm doing. Okay, so after this, then I'm reading an article because people are arguing with me about this all the time. They're telling me that, you know, I should listen to reason. I said, you know what? If I listen to reason, I would be dead already today. Your reason anyway. So there's a big problem in the U.S. Army, in the people who have, what is that, submarines. In the submarines, they have the highest rate of cancer, skin cancer of any group. And they spend the most amount of time where? Away from sun completely. Completely. So, actually what they have discovered is when you don't go out in the sun, a lot of toxicity goes into your skin and your body tries to purge it through the skin. When you go to the sun, it just, that's what happens. It's just so much toxic and it's not the sun that causes it. It's all the circumstances.
It really makes sense because I have spent a lot of time imaging that the skin surface is like little openings that are receptors for the sun energy. And when the sun does hit the skin, and that's what I always say,
yes. You
know, if I'm in the skin, I don't care what shape I am. I'm in a bikini or I'm naked.
Yeah.
Because I want to expose as much of my body to the skin as to the rays as I can, and I think that the reason why a lot of people are accumulating toxins on the skin is because of that congestion or contraction of the skin due to the less exposure to the heat.
Yes. Yes.
You know, as soon as you heat anything, it opens up. So can you imagine all the pores opening up?
You know? It's not just the pores. Actually, the little, you know, the along the meridian, every point is like a little flower, like a little chakra.
Yeah,
chakra. As soon as the skin hits it, and they measure this. They measure that with fields. So nicely it opens up, and they suck in. They're sucking. So if you would be able to see it, it would be almost like sucking in that orgone energy right into the meridian.
Orgone energy, I love you. That's why I love talking to you, because you say all the right words. I love orgone.
But imagine that, if all we had to do is just add that a little bit to our thing. So you know what happened?
What?
They installed Sunlight. No, well, they couldn't do sunlight, but they installed into all the submarines these tanning units.
Yeah, I know. That's
98% approval, improvement in skin cancer. 98%.
I know. Well, what I have read in the last couple of months is that everything that, they have been saying about sunlight is completely opposite to the, therapy of sunlight. The best rays are between 10 and 2, because that's the UVB ray that actually makes the vitamin D in your body. So it's from 10 to 2, 20 minutes of exposure. All the other times, up to 10 and from 2 onwards, is UVA rays. So they, you know, like, can you imagine? Everyone's been advised to stay out of the sun between 10 and 2. And all the other times you're asked to put chemicals on your body to refract the UVA rays that causes the sunburn, but also causes the cancers. But God forbid if you don't put any of those sunscreens on your body, you actually get outside, you know, and you overexpose yourself to UVA rays. That's when the cancer starts, right? So, you know, the therapy is between 10 and 2. Yeah. I mean, I didn't learn that anywhere. I had to read a book on it. And it just blew my mind. It's just like me blowing my mind reading that women, especially children that are just in vitro, are so susceptible to the bisphenol A that their mothers ingest that causes hormonal disruptions, not in, you know, their baby bottles, but actually in utero. And that's today's news. And I just thought to myself, wow, you know, here we are in this life that's been created, and we're learning all these things. And I hope that someone's listening so that they can just stay away from things that are biochemically not, you know, cohesive to our well-being, right? And I just read news, and I try to pick out all the things that I can make sense out of. And there's so many words, you know, like, I don't think I could have said bisphenol A 5 years ago. But I remember being...
Well, we taught,
No, 5 years ago, I didn't know what it was. I couldn't say it. And I remember being with my girlfriend Hanalka, and I'm drinking out of a plastic Nalgene bottle, you know. And I've been drinking out of that Nalgene bottle for 10 years because I was such a hippie. I carried my water in it everywhere, right? And she said to me, oh, you know, that thing is toxic. And I looked at her and went, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. And since then, I have to thank her for giving me that little bit of a push, because she was right. You know, they had to change all the Nalgene bottles so that they didn't have bisphenol A in it, you know. And I've had to go to glass because...
You know that,
I know that, you know. Hormones, your endocrine system, most important piece of the whole pie is just how you treat your endocrine system, right?
Well, I'm just brushing up on the brain. Well, not brushing up, really going into it, because I never really had this knowledge, right? So it's not brushing up, it's just really going into it, because I want to take the brain class, Chickley's brain class.
Who?
Chickley.
Chickley's brain
class. You know, Chickley was merged, Dr. Chickley? Bruno Chickley. He's the lymph guy. He started with the lymph guy.
Ah.
And he was working through the Upledger Institute with the cranial and lymph and all that, because it's sort of like a same system. And they don't tell you that, though, when you start studying. But a very interesting thing happened to me with the client. I was working on there, his shoulder, which he was trying to fix for, 5-6 years. Physio couldn't help, nothing, you know, make it improvement, right? It take some of the pain away, but always would come back.
Yeah.
And then I just decided, for some reason, to, before I had any therapy on it, to somehow connect to the lymph, not the tissue. Just leave it alone and then feel the lymph. So because I'm so sensitive, I started to feel the lymph. And before I knew it, I was in this different space. And then I noticed that there is actual movement between the cerebrospinal fluid and the lymph. And I don't know, because I can't put words to it. But somehow, as I was connecting to the whole movement of that water,
yeah,
nicely his shoulder let go.
Yeah.
And there was 70% improvement.
Oh, wow.
70% improvement. Now, this is something, it's not because I'm so good. It's somewhere his body guided me to do.
Yeah.
I was willing to not know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And just listen. So I don't think I really did anything. I really just was given a gift of, wow, this
noticing,
is possible.
Yeah.
Noticing.
And being,
right?
Being there.
So then I went and looked into it. I started doing my lymph training. And then once I went to the lymph training, next door I'm hearing that this really amazing teacher is showing the brain stuff. So I said, okay, I'll just thread along and look at that too. So I went, and then, you know, people who had advanced tickets, she asked them to come and put their hands on the body and try to say what they're doing. So only people with advanced stuff were allowed to be close to the table. So I had about a meter and a half away, like snuck into the wall, just kind of make sure I could kind of try to feel and see the energy, how she was doing it.
Yeah.
Because you can go into the brain, different part of the, not just cranial work, not
yep.
listening to the fluid, but go into the brain.
Yeah.
And then see if it guides you. So the thing is that you can't really do anything because you're dealing with a sentient being. You just, the brain is wow. All I can say is just wow.
Yeah.
So whatever it pulls you in or lets you in, you stay there. But you have to have sort of a knowledge of what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And then she put her hands on. She immediately found a lesion on this lady. And then the whole body went to work. I was like, my jaw dropped. So she was trying to encourage these advanced people who had their hands on the body to sort of translate as to what's happening. They couldn't. So because I actually don't have to have my hands on, I not only see it, but if whatever I don't see, my body shows me.
Yeah.
It gives it to me in feeling.
Yeah.
So as I was watching, I couldn't hold it back. I just started to talk of what's happening, what she was feeling, what I was seeing, and it was out of this world. How the lesion was moving out the poison, and suddenly the room was filled with the scent of plastic burning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, wow, and this is now plastic burning on cold weather. Imagine that when plastic goes against, when you're minus 30 or something, and plastic burns, you know that smell?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was all over, and she says, okay, she used to be a bobsled person in not the Olympics, but you know, and that's what the sport she does, and something went wrong, and you know that's exactly what happened. She was going down and major head injury, which totally careered her into somewhere else.
Yeah,
right. And at the end of it, the most profound thing that she could remember is the scent of burning plastic. Now, for me, the room was filled with the burning plastic. Nobody can smell it until I actually said it. Now, smell the burning plastic. And then people can smell it. Now, where do you have the burning plastic from? I don't know what happened to her afterward. I don't know what level of improvement she experienced. But to me, suddenly everything was clear. I had a major head injury, right? That because
me too.
I was not... I fought against that, right? Mm-hmm. Immediately, because I have responsibilities, I can't, you know,
yep.
what can I do?
Yeah.
So sometimes my head went into, sometimes I went into my own head with my own mind, but I didn't know what I was doing. I could not sit straight for the longest time. Every time I was moving. So what I was doing is naturally following the energy, unwinding, constantly unwinding
yep.
the lesion,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
So because I'm so animalistic in a way,
yeah.
you know, like I have to follow the instinct as opposed to the knowledge.
Yeah.
I managed to kind of heal myself to a point. But now I'm, of course, curious. Where are lesions that I haven't got to?
I know.
You know, what is something? Is it a trauma in the brain, whether it is physical or emotional, it still sets in there. And, of course, when you start to ask the questions and you start to look into, then you notice brain development. You end up being into embryology. And then you suddenly go, wow. Do I ever understand why is it so important? How many times we talked about it? That the QXEI, why it's so incredibly impressive to me, this machine, is because it can find the lesions put in development. And most of these lesions that sets us who we are and our limitations from the full possibility happens in the bloody first trimester. If not mostly, the first 3 weeks. The first 3 weeks. So environment, emotions, and everything, which is food, which is part of survival, gets imprinted. Does it meant to be imprinted? Or do we meant to find a better way? Simple.
And there you go. That's Piroshka. It's so nice to have her come sit around my kitchen table and have this wonderful conversation with her. She is just such an inspiration. And I learn so much each and every time that I have the blessing to meet up with her. I am always respected, always heard, and I am always supported in what I'm doing in her presence. That is such a lovely friend. It has really been my honor to practice what I do. Sometimes, though, it's always a confused-looking person looking back at me. But with Piroshka, she can take what I do, spin it into even a bigger and better story. Thank you, and welcome to my healing world. It's smoking hot.